the TSA checkpoint. Four of the five people involved in the armed family fight were hospitalized, one woman in critical condition.
Weather could have an impact on post-Christmas travel as heavy rain from Washington State to Northern California is expected. Further inland, up to 3 feet of snow is possible. The Ohio Corrections Department says a corrections officer was killed in a Christmas Day assault by an inmate at Ross Correctional Institution south of Columbus. And it's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan for the victims of Wednesday's air crash. 29 people survived with injuries. This is ABC News. Bird flu worries are forcing a recall of some pet food, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
An Oregon house cat died after eating pet food that tested positive for bird flu, says the state veterinarian. It's led to a voluntary recall of the 2-pound package of feline turkey recipe raw frozen pet food. It's sold nationwide and in Canada's British Columbia, made by Northwest Naturals, based in Portland, Oregon. The state veterinarian says the cat was strictly an indoor cat and it was not exposed to the virus in its environment, plus genome sequence testing confirmed the virus was in the pet food.
Some history in the first NFL game streamed on Netflix. The Ravens and Texans game saw Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson pass Michael Vick for the most career rushing yards ever by a quarterback as the Ravens beat the Texans 31-2. The highlight for the home team, Houston native Beyonce performing at halftime. Earlier, the Chiefs topped the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-10. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This holiday season, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Trusted for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they wish their valued customers a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Experience great deals like a Dexus full synthetic oil change for just $49.95. Plus, remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee prices, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Wisconsin dairy researchers are looking to extend the squeakiness of cheese curds. We'll talk about how they're doing it next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Dr. Rani Govindasamy joins us from the Center for Dairy Research. She says a longer-lasting squeak could open more markets for fresh curds. They've partnered with the audiology department on the UW-Madison campus to measure the squeakiness of fresh cheese curds. She explains that curds squeak because proteins are rubbing against your teeth.
Think about balloons. You know, to talk about squeakiness, think about a balloon analogy. If you take two inflated balloons and you rub them together, you hear a squeaky sound. Now, if you make the balloons lose air, they no longer have much resistance and will not squeak anymore when rubbed together. So I think it's the same analogy. If your cheese structure is no longer has that toughness or the firmness, and it becomes softer, it loses that squeaky note because there's no more resistance.
Dr. Rani Govindasamy joins us from the Center for Dairy Research with the balloon analogy to help understand the squeakiness of a cheese curd. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news in just a moment.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
The UW-Madison's Division of Extension and the Wisconsin Beef Council will be hosting in-person beef quality assurance certification meetings. This will be in the month of January and February. You can find a complete list of those meetings at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our morning e-newsletter. That's where you can get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning. One of the stories today, Culver's Thank You Farmers Project has raised $1.5 million to benefit agriculture this year alone. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Merry Christmas.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with a little patchy fog off and on at times here today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at about 10 to 20. Tonight, more fog, more clouds, more drizzle. 34 tomorrow. Cloudy with light rain, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile,
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Thank you.
Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise, but ain't got much memory of the scenes, come to think I missed them all, and damn babe, it's all your fault. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on. Speaking of the coast, remember Pfeiffer Beach, you and me, that sunset, cliffs by the sea, and the night rolled in, and you still talk about that moon that I can't recall, but God, I saw all I needed to, might as well have stayed in the room. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter. Don't you remember Times Square? And people counting down everywhere. 2000, whatever, no, I didn't care. Cause baby, you were there. And once again, couldn't help but stare. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view.
Oh, hello and good morning.
98Q Country.
Sitting out here on the hood of this truck looking up. Sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Well, those runway lights are getting brighter. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Why you watching airplanes take off and fly. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off.
Waiting for you, keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. Up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't.
Judging by the way you just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. Home of mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Let's go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
It's another back door sneaking in where you've been midnight. Truck, lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Goodbye.
have it out tirade. She could have made it real tough, bringing up all the hell that I raised. But no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Goodbye says it all, but we're saying hello. Good morning to you. Greg Gunderson here from the 98Q Country Studios with you here again this morning on WCQM. Oh boy, Merry After Christmas. I'm tired. It was a whole Christmas season. I feel like a lot of you could probably relate to that. Hopefully you had a good Christmas, though. Whether that was spent with family, spent alone, spent working, hopefully it was at least some flavor of enjoyable, if only for the brief five-minute period you get home from work and drop the keys before you have to pick up the chores. You know, sometimes it's not all day. I was lucky enough to get a good Christmas all day. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think that I did the Christmas thing this year, which is eat way, way too much. I was never left with that feeling, wow, all I can do right now is kind of lean back and process the amount of stuffing I am stuffed with. But I still wound up this morning, I found this pair of pants that works like last year. And so I got four colors. And yeah, that's I'm that guy. Being that guy is really easy. It's nice. It's convenient. These pants I have washed on a regular basis, you know, at least once, probably twice a week, depending on how many times I wear a given color. And I use the same temperature settings on the dryer, so I know that they didn't shrink, but they don't fit as well this morning. So apparently I did do the Christmas thing at some point. I didn't think I did, but apparently I did. So I've got to figure out how to process that. Also, I was a little bit late getting into the studio this morning, a little bit behind the scenes. The first thing that I do when I'm here covering for Joel this morning, or as I am any morning, I log on to the brief rundown of news bits, and I kind of pick and choose what I feel like talking about. You know, like on Tuesday, it was that person who was set on fire in a subway. It's okay, we're gonna skip that one. Something about Syrian unrest and a death toll. Okay, all right, we're going to skip that too. They're going to hear that anyway. And so I log into that service today, and it says, please note, we will be off between the 24th and the 25th with limited news between Christmas and New Year's. And I thought, okay, cool. So I'm going to let the website load, and instead of 18 stories about celebrity shoe choices, maybe I'll actually just have the more important things. Nope, there's nothing. There's nothing. Limited news between Christmas and New Year's for that particular website means no news. And I don't know, why did you use the word limited? The word limited has more characters and therefore took more time. And I'd imagine there's probably some algorithm by which your web hoster charges you like an 18th more of a cent per month to host your website because it's got more text on it. Like, you shouldn't have said limited when it would be none. And so I am very out of touch with news today. That's my fault. I was late and the news was, as the news should be, the day after Christmas. So I'm going to do a little bit of digging into that. Listen really closely at the upcoming bottom of the hour news segment. We'll also have the Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing report. Kurt's getting really excited. And the guy reading it is one of his guides, Dave. Both awesome guys over there at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. They've been giving us a weekly fishing report for coming up on 9 or 10 months now. We started way earlier at the beginning of this year. So stick around when you hear the Kurtz ad. I'll be playing the fishing report right after that. We've got some updates on ice in the area and on what success you might be able to expect through the ice if you are going for the early ice angling. Of course, be careful with the ice. It is generally reasonable to walk on right now in many places, but it's very patchy because of the warm-ups that we've been seeing. We'll also have bottom of the hour news here, so catch a look at the forecast upcoming so you can predict where those spots might be. I know if it was anywhere near a bridge right now, it's like we drove to the Twin Cities yesterday and back, basically. And if the water you intend to fish is anywhere near a thoroughfare, bridge, a large culvert type thing, it is not frozen at all, let alone safe. So a lot of variation out there. I know people know their spots well, but I also know that the folks who experience accidents are often the most experienced folks. I'm just thinking about people we lost last year. So we're thinking about you. We want to make sure you're safe out there on the ice. We'll bring you that fishing report for a peek at the ice itself and the fish below it, and a bunch of great country music. I'm going to orient myself on the day a little bit, covering for Joel today. He'll be back with us tomorrow morning, and I'll be here this afternoon. It's all gray all day, the day after Christmas, here on 98Q Country. Bottom of the hour news, sports, weather, coming up right now.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Christmas night travel was briefly interrupted at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport as police say what appears to have started as a family argument escalated into gunfire. ABC's Jim Ryan has details.
Investigators have not determined what started the fight, but they stress that it all happened in a food court outside of the secured area in Terminal 4. In other words, no weapons slipped through the TSA checkpoint. Four of the five people involved in the armed family fight were hospitalized, one woman in critical condition.
Weather could have an impact on post-Christmas travel as heavy rain from Washington State to Northern California is expected. Further inland, up to 3 feet of snow is possible. The Ohio Corrections Department says a corrections officer was killed in a Christmas Day assault by an inmate at Ross Correctional Institution south of Columbus. And it's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan for the victims of Wednesday's air crash. 29 people survived with injuries. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at the Hayward Sports Center and Community Park, you're invited to a free community event. Bring the kids out to skate with Santa and get some great family pictures. Once again, this is happening Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at the Hayward Sports Center and Community Park on 10475 Sutliff Drive in Hayward. If you're cold, your pets are too. Bring them inside. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how they're affected by the temperatures too.
If dogs have to remain outdoors, they'll need to be inside of an enclosed kennel with a doghouse as a shelter from the sub-zero temperatures. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet, based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. So be aware of your animal's tolerance for the cold weather and adjust accordingly. For example, you'll probably need to shorten your dog's walks in frigid temperatures. Along with short-haired pets, short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies are more likely to come in contact with the snow-covered ground. And pets with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and hormonal imbalances may also have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. And the same goes for very young and very old animals. If you need help determining your pet's temperature limits, consult your vet. And some things that you can do is provide choices or stay inside. Play dress up and consider a dog sweater or a coat. And always check their paws. They could crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. And be aware, if your pet is whining, shivering, seems anxious, slows down, or stops moving, or they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly because they're showing signs of hypothermia.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Ice conditions in and around the Lakeland area are good but not great, with the ice thicknesses varying from 5 to 10 inches and average of 6 to 8. Most ice is good for walking, ATV, and snowmobile use. We cannot stress enough about not bringing your trucks or cars out there until we have a minimum of 14 to 16 inches of good ice. While access and conditions on the lakes have been great, there's only about 2 inches of snow as of this report, so your ice cleats are still a great idea. Fishing has been good. It has not been great. Walleye is very good. It's still a morning and later bite for the most part. Jigging wrap, number 5, shiver minnows, hyperglides, ripping wraps, all producing nice fish and 6 to 10 feet of weeds. Tip-ups with medium shiners, river shiners, or suckers strategically set up on weed edges prior to the dusk bite is your best call. Plenty of good eaters, 5 to 19 inches, but also reports of fish over the 20 to 24 inch range. Crappie is also good. Reports starting to pick up as anglers venturing out into more areas as ice conditions improve. Still a tall weed bite using tip downs and crappie minnows or small rosies and 10 to 14 feet of narrow leaf cabbage bays. Others finding suspended crappies taking tika flashes and smaller cast masters tipped with waxies in 14 to 20 feet of water. These roaming schools take some drilling to find, but nice fish in the 9 to 11 inch range would be the average, with some fish over 12 to 14 inches being reported. With the coming of the new moon period after Christmas and the new year, I'm liking the outlook for some great ice fishing during the holiday week. While the warm-up will hurt making more ice, it shouldn't be enough to lose much of it. But always be cautious. Check out our Facebook page. There are a lot of tournaments going on in January, and we will have them all listed there for you. Fishermen, good luck out there, and have a Merry Christmas. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with a little patchy fog off and on at times here today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at about 10 to 20. Tonight, more fog, more clouds, more drizzle. 34 tomorrow. Cloudy with light rain, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
98Q Country.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon. No matter what sky I'm laying under, in the eye of a hurricane,
trail through barbed wire valleys and overgrown dales. I'm barefoot and bareback and born tough as nails. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
With it, I play the contest, I listen all day.
98Q Country.
Girl, I know I don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling the moon on your skin.
I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Gonna cuss the morning when it comes, 'cause I know that the rising sun ain't no good for me, 'cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips. Get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35. There's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring.
It is 6:45. That was I Don't Want This Night to End from Luke Bryan. You must be listening to 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson here in the studio covering for Joel again today. We'll have him back soon, though, and it's not just me. It's also Austin Brume. How's it going, Austin?
It's certainly going.
Yeah, dude, I think we are at the same energy. I think we have the energy that most people would after... Did you have a pretty long Christmas day?
Nah, actually, weirdly enough.
No? More of a reasonable length, or maybe even a shorter kind of Christmas celebration?
Pretty reasonable length. Okay. Got to bring Santa around to different places Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. See, now that's I'll put that there it is. I think that's we can find the identifier for why the shared energy between us right now is less than either of us can generally support on our own.
Yeah, we're not even producing energy. It's just negative energy.
Nope. We were just the thing I was just talking to Austin about is I gave all of my coffee away. I gave coffee to, we went and saw the girlfriend's family, and they were phenomenal. I had an awesome time, but we couldn't show up with nothing because I knew that there were going to be gifts going around.
Right.
And I thought, okay, I am kind of broke, so we're making things. And I had a lot of coffee ingredients laying around because I do the coffee thing, and I had just discovered, or not discovered, I had just kind of come up with what I consider my Christmas coffee recipe, and it's got like 6 different flavors going on in it. You said you liked it. Most people say they like it, but everybody gives me this look after they try it, like, and then my girlfriend's mom said it best, that's a lot of flavors in there. I was like, oh, wow, you are an artist. That is so well done. I like this coffee. If you you say that, I'll believe you. But I digress. I gave away all my coffee, and so this morning I opened the fridge, and that's fine because I have more coffee ingredients. As a rule, I've got the syrup, I've got the instant coffee powder, but I forgot that the last thing I did before I left was, before we left for Christmas, was make two more bottles because we found out there would be more relatives there than we originally expected, or than I originally expected. I made half a dozen bottles of coffee, and I thought that should be enough given the number of people. Well, nope, we need eight. And so I used all of the milk. And I thought, I will definitely remember, after two straight days of Christmas, that we needed milk before we left.
Yeah.
What do you think the chances were, Austin, that I, in fact, did remember on the way home? I slept most of the way home.
I was going to say, yeah, we'd have a higher chance of seeing Frosty walk through our door right now.
No, it was... Well, it's like, I think people commonly make that mistake where you realize that you're a little bit close to the gas empty line as you're getting home from work one night, and you realize that in plenty of time to gas up, but you say, you know what? I'm tired. I'll feel more motivated tomorrow morning before work. No, you won't. No, you won't. You'll feel more late tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and then it gets to be after work, and it's like, oh. Or worse, you're on the side of the road to work.
And somewhere out there is someone scoffing at the radio like, man, just be on time. You know what? I agree with you. But the world fails, by and large, at what you are better at. So I admire you. I really do.
Yeah, as an ADD kind of guy, no.
Well, I'll tell you what. As someone with the same label to me, I've tried and been pretty successful at being punctual in my life. But
to a point.
There is a limit. There is a limit. And I think, honestly, I think the only way I could have done much better, not to pat myself on the back in any way, because I still am late sometimes, I'm human.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm generally 5 to 10 minutes ahead of time. I attribute that to my dad, he never even said, hey, just be 5 to 10 minutes early. I just watched him do that throughout my youth. Mm. I watched the benefits that he collected from being a little bit early everywhere he was. It's amazing what you learn when you're a little bit early. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that he probably got it from, well, I know he got it from his father, who likely got it from the military and a life of hard work. So that's why I guess I'm thinking the only thing I could do to really grindstone my punctuality is go military with it, because that's probably the original inspiration filtered through two generations.
Probably.
Yeah, and I don't get me wrong, I never touched the military. I would never pretend that I had. Shout out to every active duty and former service member. But that said, I think my grandpa's military service probably had a trickle down effect.
I have heard that in the military, if you're not 10 minutes early, you're actually late.
Well, and then in high school, shout out to someone I regard as probably one of the best band directors out there, who I didn't know and I don't think a lot of us knew was that caliber of awesome band director, Pat Pollock. And Pat Pollock saying, to be early is to be late, or to be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late, and to be late is to be left behind. So... I think there's probably a lot of ways to interpret that. Of course, the message is be early or you'll be left behind. But I like to think of it as early and late are like right next to each other. There's nothing separating the early people from the late people. That 1 minute is nothing. That's tissue paper. And it just poof, it's gone. So I think I was fortunate to have some good examples. And I'm unfortunate to have spent less time around those good examples. So I've been slacking a little
bit.
Oh, man. I promised folks in the first break that I'd be taking a look at the news because... the news service that we normally use is basically on Christmas break. So I took a look, and of course, there's missiles hitting planes, and Russia may or may not be involved, and there's Middle East unrest, and it might have something to do with oil.
So in other words, we want to pull a BBC today. There is no news!
Yeah, no. It was the BBC that I saw. If there's no news service that I would normally use, let's check out the BBC. They're generally pretty neutral, at least from the American
it's
window.
It's depressing.
Did you know that there's actually, like, a window that each country has for, like, what's considered left and what's considered right varies in many cases by country.
I suppose that would make sense, though.
And there's a name for it, because there's a whole spectrum, and that means there's things more right than what you see in the public news, and there's things way more left than what you see in the public news. And so what you do see in the news is just like a gap in the spectrum. It's a window. It's basically a window, and I don't remember what the name of that window is, but apparently the United States is pretty firmly in the right half. Like, the things that we consider leftward-leaning policies in the U.S. are considered rightward-leaning policies in leftward-leaning countries.
Says a lot about us, honestly.
No, I think that's really neat. I think that's something that deserves more attention. I don't think anybody's better or worse for that.
It is fascinating to think about.
It's like the political temperature of people, which changes over time.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about it the other day. Actually, hey, we were talking politics over Christmas. Go figure. But we were talking about how it tends to flip. And I know I have a smaller sample size than some people, but it seems to be the trend that generally blue president, red president, blue. Red, mm-hmm. because nothing motivates somebody more than what they don't like.
Yeah. Just,
hey, I'll vote in 4 years, but 8 years from now, nah, he'll be there still. Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, though. Talking politics over Christmas went way better than a lot of internet sites told me it would go.
To be fair, internet sites...
Pessimism. They call it realism.
Yeah.
It's pessimism. We know what you are.
They're not a glass half empty kind of group. They're a glasses broken kind of group.
We've got a couple words from sponsors. We got to get to you before the 7 o'clock mark and stick around after that for top of the hour news, sports, and weather, along with the Wolf Farms sports report. I saw some really exciting news out of Wolf Farms on Facebook the other day. It looks like they've got some exciting things on ahead. I don't want to announce it on their behalf. Given it was Christmas, I wasn't able to touch base with them, but I'll be talking with Isaiah and Holly soon. Check out Wolf Farms on Facebook. They've got some really cool things coming, and the sports report's coming at 7 o'clock here on WCQM.
98Q Country.
Freeze Firewood and Phillips is your source for winter firewood for dock installation, removal, and repair. Josh and his family would like to take this opportunity to wish all of his customers a safe and happy holiday season and thank you for your continued loyal business. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road in Phillips. Call 715-567-0616 and check them out on Facebook too.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus, heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
98Q Country.
I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's crying.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, I'm sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Tell your smart speaker to play WCQM.
I know you've heard that worn-out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. All it took was just one look knocking me off of my